Good morning, and welcome back to Pastor's Morning Musings. This morning we'll be reading in Matthew chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. In this passage of Scripture this morning, we are seeing the prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and John the Baptist, the foreteller of that, the forerunner of Christ's coming, and he was the voice. He was the voice crying in the wilderness, and he said, Prepare ye the way of the Lord. As I thought about that this morning, my mind went back to the book of Amos, where there in the book of Amos and the prophecy that was given, God told his people in Amos 4:12, Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. And the question this morning that comes to mind, are you prepared to meet your God? Are you prepared to meet your God? When we are called from this earth to stand before the Almighty God and give an account for our life, are we prepared for that? Have we lived a life that we could stand before the Almighty God and say to Him, I've done my best? I've lived my life the best I know how, and I'm ready for you to look at my life, to try the works that I have done in my life. And I certainly hope, I know in my life, my great desire is that I will hear my Savior say to me that day I stand before Him and hear Him say, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what I'm hoping and praying that I will hear from Him someday. I know that I have not lived a perfect life, not even close to, but I believe that I can honestly stand before Him and I can say I've done my best and I've tried hard to live my life that would be pleasing to you. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to lose my salvation if he's not going to say, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. But are you prepared this morning? Are you prepared to meet God? Maybe you are listening to the Morning Musing this morning, and you're not prepared to meet God in that you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if you have not come through Jesus Christ, then your eternal home will not be heaven, and you are not prepared to meet your God, and you need to be prepared. And the Bible is very clear, very plain on what God has for salvation, to prepare ourselves. The Bible says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When Jesus talked to Nicodemus, he said, You must be born again. And that is when we call upon, putting our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, as the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 2:8-9, For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so this morning, I'm not necessarily asking you that you have lived a life of good works, but do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, are you prepared to meet Him? Have you lived a life that to your conscience you could say, I've done the best that I could do? Not that you're perfect, but you're prepared. That you're prepared to meet your God. There, we saw in our text this morning, it said, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make His path straight. And then, of course, Amos said, Prepare to meet thy God. Are you ready for that? If today your life was required of you, and you were required to stand before the Almighty God and give an account for your life, are you ready? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? That is the most important thing, is the most important, the greatest need that you have in your life. If you don't, and if you have some questions on that, you're very welcome to send me an email at pastor@beaconbaptist.ca. I'd be very happy to give you a hand with that and help you out with that. And so let's keep this thought in our mind today. Are we prepared to meet thy God? If not, then shall we be as God said in Amos to his children, Prepare to meet thy God, and let's prepare, and let's be ready. Romans 12:10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Make this your goal today, to be good to all who come your way. For one you meet, maybe in difficulty seat. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Praise Amen. God.